This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Since the Mishnah states Ovis, that implies that there is Tuldus. A big chiddush the Gemara says, "Mizdiktani Ovis Michlal deika Tuldus." Because the Mishnah says Ovis, that teaches us that they are Tuldus. Lichoyer, there must be, there would be Tuldus even apart from that, because of the Tzadashovish Shibohen. The Mishnah ends off giving us the lowest common denominator. What is the lowest common denominator? Shadarkan lahazik ushmirosu molecha. That's the lowest common denominator. And therefore, any case of darkon lahazik ushmirosu molecha, you would have to conclude uchashehezik chava mazik l'shalim tashlumei nezik, even if it's not what's mentioned before. Why is the Gemara stressing midik tani ovis? Since it says ovis michlal deika tuldus, that teaches us that there are tuldus. So we must say that what ovis teaches us is that there are four ovis, which means, or four ovis that we're dealing with in our Mishnah, which means that there must also be four different sets of tuldus. If we learned all the tuldus out from the Tzad HaShoveh, then all the tuldus would have one character. But if we're going to learn the tuldus out of the ovis, that each av generates its own tuldo, then it's a different thing altogether. And that leads the Gemara onto the kasha. Tuldus sehen k'yetze bohen, olav k'yetze bohen. Do the tuldus resemble the ovis, or do they not resemble the ovis? Gabi Shabbos Tnan Ovis Melachas Alboim Chaserachas Ovis Michlal Dika Tildus. Do the same for Yitzebe. Loishno Av Chatos Veloishno Tildu Chatos. Loishno Av Skilo Loishno Tildu Skilo. Ma Ikemen Av Lutildu. Nafkimina Dila Ovid Shtei Ovis Vahadi Hadadi. Inam Ishtei Tildus Vahadi Hadadi. Mechayev Akul Chada Vechada. Vil Ovid Av Tildu Dideloi Mechayev El Chada. Ul Rabbi Eliezer, the Mechayev Atildu B'mokom Av Amai Karile Av, Amai Karile Toldo, Hacht Av Mishkin Chashiva Karile Av, Hacht Av Mishkin Chashiva Karile Toldo. So in Shabbos we see the concept of Toldus and the concept of Ovis. But there is no inherent difference between them. Both were an Av and a Toldo. Skilo and the Chatos applies depending on whether it was B'mezid or B'shoigeb. That's the one kind of Av. And how did we learn that? What kind of Av is that? That's an av which is conceptually generated. That is a toldo which is conceptually generated. That is not a toldo which is created through a physical consequence of an av. It's an intellectual consequence of an av. By understanding the yesodus of each av, we are able to mentally create toldos. Gabi tumis tznan ovis atumis hashiritz vashich vazero. Utmei meis tildus sehin lav ki yutzei bohem de ilu av metame odom vekelim ve ilu tildus echli mashki metame odom vekelim loy metame. We read all this last Sunday, didn't we? I can just chazer it quickly. By tumah we've got tildus as well. But these tildus are created through the physical contact. It's a physical consequence, not a conceptual consequence. And memele, each new tier is a step down from the old tier. It has less koyach, since it comes mikoyach li'av. It's the power, the energy of the av, which is transfused into the toldo. The toldo must have less than the av. And we see that it is so. The av is metame odom v'kelim, and a toldo cannot be metame odom v'kelim. Hachamai, what is the case of nezikin? What does it mean, hachamai? What is the Gemara asking? What is the case of Nezikin? Is it Kiyetzabim? Is it not Kiyetzabim? Legabi what? As far as what's concerned? Kiyetzabim in what way? So if we're going to say that there's a Chiyuv Tashlumim, the question is, how much? If we're going to say the Chiyuv Tashlumim is there, then if we're going to say that they differ from the Ovis, let us say that that's the Havamin of the Gemara. That for an Av, you would pay X, but for a Tolda, you would only pay Y. A little bit like Tuma. An Av can do this, and a Tolda can only do this. So let's say that the Kash of the Gemara is that for an Av, you would pay X, and for a Tolda, you would only pay Y. That's very difficult. Then in what way is it a Tolda of that Av? In other words, what I'm saying is the following. There are two ways that we could learn the concept of Toldas. Either that there is a category of Ovis, And those others have a collective toldah. There's a category called nizikin. And although there are different categories of nizikin, they all have in common that they're others, or they are an av. And those others nizikin generate a toldah. That's one possibility. Then, a toldah in as much as there's a chiyuv tashlumin. That's the similarity. But they might differ from the av in that the av pays x and the toldah pays y. But if we're going to say that every av has its own toldah, but the chiyuv tashlumin differs one from the other, then in what way is that toldah a toldah of that av? That's what I'm asking. What's the havamina? In what way would the toldah be a toldah of that particular av? Are we examining the nature of each av's own unique toldah? Or are we taking the whole subcategory of toldahs and comparing them to the whole category of ovis? And we're saying, ovis, there's a chiyuv tashlumin. Toldah, there's a chiyuv tashlumin. What's the difference? Av, there's nezek shalim. And toldah, maybe there's chatzi nezek, or reva nezek, or whatever. There's some lower form of pain. Is that what we're saying? Or are we saying, no, let's take shor and its toldah. Boer and its toldah. Eish and its toldah. Now, just a second. If we're taking the first way, then I could say, the question is, how much tashlumin? How much do you pay? If I'm taking the second way, then it's not a question of how much you pay, because if you pay differently between the av and the toldah, then in what way is that a toldah of that particular av? Let's say, boer, you've got to pay Nezek Shalom, you've got to pay X. So if for the toldah of Boer you had to pay Y, in what way would it be called the toldah of Boer? Then it's a toldah good, it's a toldah of Nezikin. But in what way is it a toldah of Boer? Where's the similarity? For a toldah there must be some similarity. It's got to be a toldah of that Av. You understand what I'm saying? We're looking at it macro or micro. Are we looking at the whole group of Ovis against the whole group of toldahs? Or are we looking at each Av and its toldah? Each av and its toldah. If we're saying each av and its toldah, which is the way we learned the kasha of the Gemara, midiktani ovis michlal deika toldahs. If we said that the whole chiddush of that kasha of the Gemara, that whole introduction of the, which is the introduction of the Masechta, if we're going to start with that, and that ties into our Tosfos of the kach ena chumras goyrim zeadin, that each av has its own goyrim, and as a result of the different goyrim, there are different halachas. And now we want to examine the toldah of each av. It must be the same payment as the av. How can it be anything different? So what does the Gemara mean? Is the toldah k'yetzer boyim or lav k'yetzer boyim? We're not asking, are toldahs like ovis? We're asking, is the toldah of boer like boer? Is the toldah of esh like esh? And what would we say? No, lav k'yetzer boyim. What is lav k'yetzer boyim? For the av of esh you pay x, and for the toldah you pay y. Then in what way is it a toldah of esh if the payment is different? That's what we're asking.
Maybe just in the way that the damage is done. The fact that it's not mentioned
in both cases, in both Shabbos and Tumah, we're examining consequences, not method of reaching. In Shabbos, it's altogether different halachas govern them. But how you become chayav for writing and how you become chayav for sewing are two different gedorim. But that's not the... So each av is different, and the toldah of each can also be different. The halachas that govern the toldah are not the same as the halachas that govern the av. For example, the bleaching and the lawn are different gedorim. You're defining it in a different way, but you're saying since in essence it's the same thing, it's a toldah, and we call it kayotze boin. Why? Because skila and chatos. Not because the dinim are the same. The dinim aren't the same. The dinim of a toldah are not the same as the dinim of an av.
Sorry.
The word toldah say hen, isn't that much to be dark on the loshah? We mean the toldahs that are generated out of the avo is separate.
The whole thing is mashma that way. The whole kasha is mashma that way. The introduction of the Gemara is each av must have its toldah. That means each toldah must be like the av. Otherwise, it's not a toldah of that av. It can be a toldah of Nezikin in general. But it can't be a toldah of that av. In what way is it unique to that av? That's Rashi's kasha in the sugya. Let's learn through the Rashi. Chatos b'shoigeg skila b'mezid. I'o b'shtei ovis b'shoigeg mechayiv tarti chatois. But if you do a toldo and it's avloi mechayiv elochado av meloche. Aval a toldo didei loi mechayiv. But if you do an av and it's toldo, you are chayiv one, and you, what you're chayiv on is the av. But on its toldo, you are not chayiv at all. There is no chayiv on the toldo. Rabbi Loza, the mechayiv tarti di yovit av toldo didei mechayiv tarti chatois b'maseches krisus b'ferik omru loi. Kulu obis melochas b'mishkin gamenu l'b'maseches Shabbos. Utumei meis, mishen ogar b'meis, havi av hatume. Somebody who touches a dead body, that's av hatume. The meis atzmoi, avi obis hatume. The dead body is avi obis. Who? Hanoge aboi, havi av hatume. And one who touches a dead body becomes an av hatume. Umetame odom v'kelim. And he is metame odom v'kelim, doksiv kolash yigo bo atome yitoma. Bahai kro b'tmei meis ksiv, and that pasuk is written about t'mei meis. So mashma the metamei odom, and that implies that the that what it can be metamei is also an odom. Doksiv v'hanefesh hanoigas v'goymer. So the Gemara learns out that the power of an av hatumo is to be metamei not only oichlim u'mashkin, but also odom v'kelim. Hachomai toildos de Shabbos havi k'ovus. The toldos of Shabbos are like the others in that their consequences are the same. Toldos de tume loy havik ovis. The toldos of tume are not like ovis. V'hocha toldos de nezikin mai. Asks the Gemara, explains Rashi, what is the case of toldos de nezikin? Mi amrin en toldos ke yitzei bohen. Are we going to say the toldos are the same? Loishno av loishno toldo. It is irrelevant whether it's an av or it's a toldo. Im hizik meshalim, just like Shabbos. The consequences are identical. Oy dilma, or maybe loy, no. And what does that mean? No what? Pay no mishalim. You won't have to pay. You'll be potted altogether. That's what it says. It's not like Shabbos, and then what?
Then you might pay half or nothing.
No, Dilma, you've got to learn. Dilma, it's Kayetse Bohen, Loishna Av Loishna Tildi Mizik Mishalim, or Dilma Lav Kayetse Bohen, and the Radishna, if it's an Av is Mishalim, if it's a Tildi, it's not Mishalim. That's a Pashas of Rashi without a question. So Rashi wants to learn that the other side is that you're not Mishalim because of what we've just said. Because if you are Mishalim, there's no question it's got to be the same. If there is a consequence of Tashlumin and you're going to make a different Tashlumin, then in what way is that a toldo of that Av? If you're going to say an Av of Boer pays Nezek Sholim, and a toldo of Boer pays Chatzi Nezek. So why is it a toldo of Boer altogether? In what way is it a toldo of Boer if the consequences are different? Bishlomo in Tume, why is it a toldo? Because it was created by the Av. But here it's not created by the Av. So not physically, so it might only be created conceptually. So the only thing that you, so if there is Tashlumin, you've got to say that the Tashlumin is the same as the Av, otherwise there's no similarity. The only thing that you can say that the Gemara is good for asking, maybe there's no Tashlumin at all altogether. Maybe we're looking at the cross categories and we're not looking at them down the line. That's the whole kasha. If we're going to look at a Tuldo as a Tuldo of that Av, then I've got to say that the Tashlumin are the same. But if I'm going to say no, the differences are only in the Ovis. In the toldos, there are no differences. All the toldos are the same. What's a toldo? A toldo is a second degree nezek, where there are no longer any distinctions between the toldo of one and the toldo of the others, and all of them you put it. It's an isur. Yichayev b'dine shemayim. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to extract payment, but the Beis Din can't extract payment for a toldo. Maybe that's how we've got to learn. In other words, what Rashi's learning is, the whole kasha is whether we are looking at every... Does every Av generate its own toldo? Or maybe the Ovis generate one toldo altogether?
Why does it compare it similarly? So is it like this or is it like this? You know, you're saying there's no connection with the way we look at Tumah. Maybe we are trying to look at it that there is a different consequence to the Torah in the Zikin.
a lower level of consequence.
You know, even though it's not physically...
But then it's not its tolda anymore. Then it's not its tolda anymore.
So it may be that it's conceptually its tolda,
but... But what, look like, at me, what? L'may nafkimina. L'may nafkimina is its tolda. In Tuma, we don't have such a thing as its tolda. It's not the Reuven's tolda and Shimon's tolda. There's Ava Tuma, and then there's a cross-category of Rishon L'tuma, and a cross-category of Sheni L'tuma, and all it depends on is how far you are from the source. There's no vertical differentiation. That's Tuma. And that is the other side. That is the other side. And therefore, so what do you want to create? New types of tashlumin? The Torah doesn't tell you of new types of tashlumin, so you'd have to say it's potter. The Torah only tells you, obviously you pay. What about toldas? The Torah doesn't. How are you going to work out how to pay? If you had to pay for toldas as well, the Torah would enumerate them. So the pashtas toldas you don't pay. All of the toldas you don't pay because they're common. The distinctions that we find in others don't exist in toldas. I just want to think that something through aloud with you, which I haven't concluded, but let's just try analyzing it, and that is the following. They ask the following question, that Bnei Yeshua brings it at the end. They ask that you must say in the Mishnah, from the Mishnah itself you can work out, that Tildesayim must be Kiyotze Bohen. Because if Tildesayim love Kiyotze Bohen, then the whole Lo HaRei doesn't make any sense. What's the Lo HaRei? It's an effort, an attempt to establish that the Torah could have written one, and from the one we could have learnt them all. That's all very well if you say Tildesayim Kiyotze Bohen, because Rashi says the Tildesayim is anything which is not written Beferush. So if we would have learnt Eish from Shor, and if we would have learnt Bor from Shor, then Eish and Bor would have been Tildesayim. Now if the Tildesayim is Lav Kiyotze Bohen, the Mishnah could simply have said it had to be written separately, so as to give them Nezek Shalom. Had it been deduced, then it wouldn't have been the same halacha. So the Torah had to write them. But the Gemara doesn't, and gives other reasons why the Torah had to write them. That must mean, as far as the consequences are concerned, it wouldn't make any difference whether they were tildes or ovis. What we're analyzing is, what difference would it have been had the Torah only written one? There are two approaches you can take to that question. Why did the Torah not only write one and leave us to deduce the rest? There are two approaches to that question. Either you've got to say, because you would not have been able to deduce the others from that one, or you've got to say is because had you deduced the others from the one, the halacha would have been different. Right? Those are the two ways of dealing with it. The Torah has to write them all, because if you would write one, you wouldn't be able to deduce the others, or if you would write one, you could deduce the others, but you wouldn't give them the same halachas, because they're the same lav ki yetzevim. Which does the Mishnah opt for? Saying that you couldn't deduce the one from the other. That means that if you were able to deduce the one from the other, it would be good. So you must see the Torah saying, Kiyotze Bohen. That's what the Achronim ask. Very powerful kasha. The way we've learned in Rashi, is there any answer to that kasha? We learned in the Mishnah that the whole Loi HaRezeh KaRezeh was to teach us that the Goyimim are different. That each one has its own goyre. Memela, had it written only one of them, then what? I wouldn't have known that the other one was chayav because it has a different goyre. I wouldn't have known that. Now that I know that they've got different goyrim and they're all chayav, so let's go a step further. And had there been only one, let's say only Shor would be in the Torah. So I would not have been able to learn Boyer and Aish and everything else from Shor. Because different Gurmim. So what would I have been able to learn from Shor? Only those things which are the same as Shor, which have the same Gurmim as Shor. Kavanos al-Azik, let's say. Shor, if Shor is Kerin, it's Kavanos al-Azik. If it had that Gurmim, then I would know to learn it. And then till the same would be Kiyotze Bohem. Then the Achronim, am I right? Then till the same would be Kiyotze Bohem. But the Mishnah comes and says, no, the Torah includes other ovis which I would not have been able to deduce because they are different. So now I've got four ovis with four different gormim of the chiyuv. Now comes the question, are the toldos, do they also follow the different gormim, or are the toldos only a tzad ha-shoveh? Is that what the Gemara is asking? That's, I think, how Rashi is learning the Gemara. Are the toldos created In other words, does the Torah list all the, wherever there's a different goyim, the Torah lists it. So there you've got four goyim. Now what will happen if something else has the same goyim? Let's say, what's a tilde of Kerem? Is Neshicha. The ox bites. It's a tilde of Kerem. It's the same goyim. Kavanosu Lazik. That's a tilde. Is the Gemara asking on that tilde, is it Kiyotzebohim or Lav Kiyotzebohim? Is that what the Gemara is asking? Or is the Gemara asking, is that a toldo or is it an av? But what's the half a minute should be a tumor kind of toldo? That was what we had, that was the difficulty we had last week already. What's the half a minute should be? What the Gemara might be asking is that considered a toldo or is that part of the av? The av does not mean the person if he goes with his horn. The av means anything which is kavanos lahazik. He's part of the av melacha. He's part of the av anezek. Or are we going to say no? It's only those things which are mentioned in the Torah specifically, which is the av, and everything else is a toldo, even though it's keyotze bohem. Chatzin is a tzroilus. With his horn, he decides with kavanos al lahazik, he gores another animal, and that animal gets thrown up into the air and falls down on a third animal. So he's used his kerim with kavanos al lahazik, but he hasn't damaged with his own guf. It's second degree damage. That maybe is a tilde. And then it would be Lav Kiyotzebohim. And those that are Kiyotzebohim would not be tildes. Maybe that's what the Gemara is asking. It's difficult to say the Gemara doesn't know what the tildes are. The Rishonim also asks, why doesn't the Gemara start off saying, what are the tildes? So there are brises that list tildes. There's a Mishnah further on that has some of the tildes. So let's assume that the Gemara knows what the tildes are. What the Gemara is asking is, are these taka tildes? What fits into the category of toldos? There are toldos which are kiyotzebohim, there are toldos which are lav kiyotzebohim. Which are we going to be treating as the toldos? Are we saying these and everything like them are the ovis, and toldos are one degree removed and they're potter altogether? Or are we going to say that these are the ovis and everything else is a toldo, even though it's exactly the same, like Shabbos? The lotion of what of the Gemara of e tildes kiyotzebohim, or then we would have to translate as follows: e tildes sein kiyotzebohim, or lav kiyotzebohim, or even those which are lav kiyotzebohim are also considered tildes. Are we going to say tildes are only those things which are the same, and just as there's nezek sholim there, there's nezek sholim there, or are we going to say no, that there are other forms of damage for which there is no chiyuv? And yet they are also called tildos. Maybe that's what the Gemara is asking.
Neshita is a separate action which is not in the pasuk as itself.
Yeah, but who says we got that the definition of an av is that which is in the pasuk? Yeah, where does Rashi get that from? Possibly from further on in the Gemara. Maybe that the Gemara has not yet clarified what constitutes an av. Now what I want to do is go to the Rif and the Rosh and come back to Rashi afterwards, because the Rif is chelik with Rashi. The Rif is chelik with Rashi. The way we've learnt in Rashi is that the kasha is, are the toldos specific to each Av, in which case you've got to pay the same as the Av? Or are the toldos a general cross-category? Anything which is second-degree nezek has the din of a toldo, and maybe you won't have to pay. Says the Rish, but Iktani, Ovis Michlal Deika toldos. Toldos saying, Ki Yitzubayin Oloi Perush. Already that's very strange. The Rif very seldom. It says Perush. The Rif is not a Mepharish, it's a Posek. Kivan de Kaimelon, the Nezek Sholem, Mamoinahu, the Chatzi Nezek Knasav. Since we have established further on in the Gemara that Nezek Sholem is monetary compensation, and Chatzi Nezek is Knas, it's a fine, it's not compensation, really you should be potter for a time. And the only reason you're chayiv is as a knas. Umuad sheizik mishalim nezik sholim in aliyah v'tam mishalim chatzi nezik migufoy. And the amount, and a muad you have pays compensation and a tam pays knas. Bo'inen lemeida, the Gemara needs to know. Hani toldos, the hani ovis. These toldos of these specific ovis. You see how the Rif learns that? There's no two sides to it. Says the Rif, these others of these specific tildes. Or is each tolda like its av? The whole muad minayu tolda delay kevosayu mishalim nezik sholim min aliyah v'tam tolda delay kevosayu mishalim chatzi nezik migufoy. That if it is a tolda of a muad, it will pay as a muad pays, and if it's a tolda of a tam, it will pay as a tam pays. Or Dilma tolda saying lav ki yitze bohen. Or maybe the tolda is lav ki yitze bohen, and all toldos will... No, he doesn't say that. Well, all you can say in him is all toldos will not pay like their specific av, but you'd have to say like the lowest common denominator of others, which is chatzi nezek. So in one way he's going just as we learned Rashi, but with a different twist at the end. What he's saying is, again, are we going to look at each av, at each tolda, as a tolda of its av, where there will be the same tashlumin in that tolda as there is in that av? Or are we saying, no, although there are differentiations in the ovis and each av plays differently, the toldos need to be categorized together and they all pay chatzi nezek? That's how the Rif learns it. And the Rosh expands on that Rif a little bit. Says the Rosh, difference between Tosfos and Rashi and the Rif. The difference is only in the halachic conclusion of the other tzad. The phrasing of the question is the same. You'll see differences in a moment. But what comes out, Lamaisa, is just in the end. The Rif comes out, and therefore you will pay Chatzi Nezek, and Rashi seems to come out, and therefore you will be potter altogether. Now we've got to determine what causes them to make that difference. So we've explained in Rashi, what Rashi says is that if there is a chiyuv tashlumin, it must be the same as its av. Otherwise it's not an av of that tolda. If there's a chiyuv tashlumin, the Rif is prepared to say no. There can be a cross, you can still treat it as a cross section where all toldas pay the same. Chatzi nezek. And it's right they're not toldas of that particular av. Just as one which is potter altogether maybe isn't a tolda of that particular av. So now we're going to discuss what brings them to that difference. If they're handling the kasha the same, what brings them to that difference?
Well, conceptually, why should there be a difference? Why should there be a conceptual difference?
Yeah, except that I think what Rashi is learning is that if you're going to say that each one has its own goyrem, so Boer has a specific thing which is goyrem its chiv. And in its toldo, it has the same geire. Why should there be a difference in tashlumin? It's geire, the same geire. So all you can say is, because the Torah doesn't include it. Good, then it's potter. Torah doesn't say, then it's potter. What are you gonna, why are you going to go creating chiyuvim? So your choice is either to classify it with the Av, and say, just like in Shabbos, although the Torah doesn't say X, it's included in Y. So here, although the Torah doesn't say Meshicha, it's included in Keri. Or you're going to say, no, it's not included. The Torah listed the Keren, and it does not include Meshicha. If it doesn't include Meshicha, there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin. That's how I'm learning Rashi. It's the same Goyim. So either you're not going to be Mechalik in the Goyim. You can't say it's less than the Av. It's the same as the Av. The only thing it lacks is that it's not mentioned in the Torah. Now, it's not mentioned in the Torah either because the Torah wants you to say, well, it's obvious, it's the same. Why should it be any different? Or because the Torah is saying, only that which we've listed as Yuchayah for, nothing else. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. Comes the Rif and says, no. There is something common about all Toldos. They are all Darkon Lahazik Ushmiroson Alecho. Therefore, Yuchayah L'Sholem. That the Mishnah says at the end. The only question is that Chayev L'Sholem? Is that Chayev L'Sholem across the board of the lowest common denominator of Tashlumin, which would be Chatzin Nezek? Or are we saying, no, each Av has its tilde, and the tilde pays the same as the Av? The question is, only on the Rif a little bit, is why, since we were Medayik in the Loshon of the Gemara, and the Rif himself is, Hani Ovis, Hani Tildes, the Hani Ovis, if it's Michlal Diktani Ovis, Michlal Diika Tildes, that each one has its own Tildo, then what's the Havamina to say that they should pay across the board the same? Now that the Rosh explains a little bit. Says the Rosh, Midiktani Ovis, Michlal Diika Tildes, to the same, Kiyot Amin Olav. Because of Rav Alphas, Kim, the Kaimalan, the Nezik Sholim Amoinu, the Chatzin Nezik Knaso, Umuj, Yizik Mishalim Nezik Sholim, and Aliyah, the Tam, Yizik Mishalim, Chatzin Nezik Migufo, Bo Inan Lamedo, told us the Hani Ovis, Iki Yitze Bohemino, the Homuad Minayo told the Dilek Kavasu, the Mishalim Nezik Sholim, and Aliyah, the Tam, Yizik told the Dilek Kavasu, the Mishalim, Chatzin Nezik Migufo, or Dilma told the same, Lavki Yitze Bohem. Hoyonire Loyal Rabbeinu Yitzchak, it appeared to the Rif, Sheim Loy Matsinu Hiluk Betashlumi Nezikin, you're right, says the Rif is saying, according to the Rosh. There is no Havamina to be Mechalik and to say that the Tolder should pay differently to the Ovis. If we're going to assume the Tolder, the Rif assumes that anything which is classified as a Nezek, you're Chaya for. There's no Havamina in the Tolder that you're going to be Potter. That's for sure. Anything which is Dark and Lazik, Shmidos and Alecho, you're Chaya for. The only question is, are you chayav the same way as that particular toldo, or are all toldos categorized as one kind of thing? Says the Rosh, were it not for the distinctions in the ovis, there would not be a havamina even to seek a difference in the toldos. The mehechi teisilam lechalik binayu. Why should there be a chiluk? Kivan diyad ina misvora kol toldos ha'ovis. Since we work out all the toldos logically from their av, that's how we get them. Because a toldo is similar to the av in every way. That's how we develop it. Why should we make a chiluk in their tashlumin? What is the avamina? That's part of what the Rif himself is asking. Sure, every av has its toldo, and its toldo is a creation of the av from the av, and therefore the tashlumin is the same as the av. But since in the Torah itself we see a difference in Tashlumin between Tam and Muad, even though both of them are Ovis, and in fact the same Av or not, does the further on when they list the Ovis, are Tam and Muad two different ones? Sorry? In the further on, list them separately. Yeah, but when it lists them, does it list them separately? Where's the list of the 13? Where's the price of the 13 others? Da? Gimel. No, but all the, where's the list? Where it says there's a price with the 13 Ezekiel. Shnei Shmoisha also in the obvious Zikin. Shemichin and Vashoel, Nisisoch and Vasoch, and there's a Tzari, Beshevis, Bushel. Va'ar Bodem Asnissin, Hot Leser. Eric, is that the biggest one that comes? Where's below it? Esri Va'ar Bodem Asnissin. Tashlume Kifel, Abu Vachamish, Gon of Gazlam, Edim Zumin, Edim Vasim, Mitzashem, Ramatam, Nasser, Vanit Leser. So they regard and show it as one. So they're regarding Kirin as one. Isn't that right? But not as different ovis. Kirin is one av. Sometimes you pay it Nezik Sholim, sometimes you pay it Chatzi Nezik, but it's one av. Right, so even in an av itself, apagav the tarvayu, always ninu, what I'm saying now, the pshat and the roshia is the apagav the tarvayu, always ninu is not only the tarvayu, always that they are both obvious, but even where they are the same av, even where they are part of the same av, there can be a difference in tashlumin. And therefore, hey lo alibu le pashpesh v'leido, imatildus kiyetze be'ovis. So what do we see here? That varying degrees of responsibility create varying degrees of tashlumin. Different degrees of koichos we see in the Ovis Gufa, that the Torah reveals to us that there is a differentiation in the degree of tashlumin from even where you're chayev, even where you're a mazik. And even if it's an av mazikin, you've still got to figure out, says the Torah, how much you really have to pay. Nezik sholim, chatzi nezik, there are variations within the Torah. Therefore, in toldos, even more so, maybe there will be variations between the toldos and the Ovis. And the toldos are not mentioned because they are already considered a second level. That they are different of us. Why? In one hour it's even better.
It's much better than that.
What's the difference between shor and between time and word?
In one hour there might be a chiddush, might be a chiddush in chatzi nezek, whatever it is.
Because the
hour,
the
why should I lead us to feel that there's a difference between one hour and there's a chiddush? Why should I lead us to feel
the Torah comes out of the hour. So even the hour itself.
Well, this is a general thing.
Good, but it doesn't matter. But the Torah is showing us that in Ovish Nezikin, not all nezikin are the same. That the degree of nezik depends on the strength of the av. That there's a stronger av and a weaker av. Even in the same av.
But how if the two of us are different, then you can say that the toldos from avos might be different. If it's one av, then
why not? We want to say that the toldos of a particular av are different.
But maybe it's only that av. It's a chiddush in that av. There are two different payments. Then with the chiddush with that av, maybe the toldos are different. It's not a change.
But that's the only case. In any case, that it is that problem you've got. In any case, there's only one av that has tam. All
the says that the Torah should be loved Yetzibah. If you want to say that follows because of the fact that in this particular Av is...
Yeah, so you want to say this Av is an exception. So Mimon of Shach, if this Av is an exception, then altogether you must ignore it. Then the whole Rosh doesn't make any sense.
So the question of the more also Tasha means that the more assuming that there's a cross the board. But there isn't.
I mean, until we come to Chatzi Nezek Tzroyos, you mean. Until we come to Chatzi Nezek Tzroyos. But so far, we're still learning from the Torah itself. And the Rosh wants to say that the Yesoid of Chilukei Tashlumin is in the Torah itself. Where do we see the Yesoid of Chilukei Tashlumin? That there are others that are Nezek Sholem and that are Chatzi Nezek. So the Poshta way of learning it is there are others Nezek Sholem and others Chatzi Nezek. But we can go further and say that even within one Av, there is Nezek Sholem and Chatzi Nezek, and they're both obvious. A sure Tam who's Nogeach is an Av Nezikin. And yet it's Chatzi Nezek. Why? So the Torah reveals to you that even in obvious, different strengths of obvious yield different types of Tashlumin. Boer is always Mu'ad. If you want to learn it this way, you can say. Boer is always Mu'ad. Shoer, the Keren, is sometimes Mu'ad and it's sometimes Tam. A Toldo, that opens the fact to you that a Toldo certainly can therefore be on a lower level, because the Torah is revealing to us that the koyach of the nezek determines the extent of the payment. It's not just a question kol ha what's the tzara shove kol shedar kelelech kol shmiroson alecho dark mazik shmiroson alecho It's not so simple. We see in the Torah. Then it depends. Sometimes Yechayim Nezik Sholim, sometimes Chatzin Nezik. So the whole thing depends on how, on the degree of the Koyach of the Mechayim. The extent of the Goyrim will affect the extent of the Tashlumin. If that's the case, I can say Toldo, therefore, has less Koyach, and the Tashlumin may be less. How much less? No, we've only got a precedent for Chatzin Nezik. There are no other precedents. But it opens the possibility to say that only those mentioned in the Torah as Nezek Sholem are Nezek Sholem. And everything else is Chatzin Nezek. Why? Because different degrees of Nezek. How do you know that there's such a thing as different degrees of Nezek? After all, there's a Tzad HaShoveh. But you see in Keren itself that there are different degrees of Nezek. So what the way the Rosh is learning it is that even if you're going to stick to saying that each Av is like that, each Toldo is like its Av, there is still a possibility of saying, the way I'm learning the Rosh, you can only do this with Eric, is that even if you'll say each Toldo is like its Av, there is still a possibility to say that the Toldo will not pay the same. Why? Because even in Keren, where they're the same Av, you don't pay the same always. According to Rosh, it would come out, and that's irrelevant, because even in the Av itself, there are two different Tashlumins. In what way would the similarity express itself? Well, we were asking according to Rashi. In what way would the similarity? You'll have to say then in the halachas. You'll have to say in the halachas how you determine whether it's in Rosh HaRabim or it's in Rosh HaYochid. How you determine what halachas create the chiyuv. But not what chiyuv it is, because we see in an av itself that there can be differences in the chiyuvim. So the fact that it's a tolda of that av does not necessitate you to say that it will be the same tashlumin as that av. Because even in an av itself, there are two different types of tashlumin. What did we want to say in the beginning? Let's go back into the rif, and you'll see it inside in the rif, I think, a little bit more clearly. We had a difficulty on the rif. We saw that the rif was being soser himself, we thought. Why? Because the rif makes the same deal we wanted to make in the Gemara when he starts off his kasha, the kasha of the Gemara. Midiktani obis michladika tildo is to the same kiyutza min olav kolav perish. And here he goes into a lengthy perish. Kiv and the kaimel and the nezik sholim amayin uru v'chatzi nezik kanasa hu hu muad shizik mishalim nezik sholim min aliyah v'tam mishnim chatzi nezik migufu b'inu lemeida. Hani tildo is the hani ovois. Now says the rif, since we know that there is a distinction within Keren itself, now I can ask, I know that each tolda is a tolda of the Av, but still there's a possibility of Lav Kiyotze Bohem. Just as for a Tam, you pay Chatzin Nezik, and for the same Av Melochi, Av Nezikin, you sometimes pay Nezik Sholem, so maybe for a tolda of Bori you will pay Chatzin Nezik, although for an Av Bori you will pay Nezik Sholem. It doesn't bother me, I can now learn still, says the Rif, that even though it's its own product, it's its own one, nevertheless there's a possibility of creating a difference in Tashlumin. Now it's beautiful in the Rif. The Rif, in fact, is answering the very kasha we had in the Gemara. When we learned the Gemara, hold your hand on the Rif and go back to the Gemara. We said, Midik Tani Ovis Michlal Deika Tolda. So we asked right there, why does the Gemara learn, ask Midik Tani Ovis Michlal Deika Tolda? It's clear from the Tzad HaShoveh Shobayim that they're going to be told this. It's clear, even if you didn't know Michlal Deika Ovis, you can see from the Tzad HaShoveh that we are being allowed the possibility to generate Tolda's. So what is the Gemara being Medayik, Midik Tani Ovis Michlal Deika Tolda? So we answered, what the Gemara is learning is that each Av generates its own Tolda's. If that's the case, we asked, what's the Havamina to ask till the same Lav Ki Yetzir Bein or Ki Yetzir Bein? If it's Lav Ki Yetzir Bein, then in what way is it a Tolda? In what way is it a Tolda if it's Lav Ki Yetzir Bein? Not a Tolda of that particular Av. Might be a Tolda of others in general. But the whole thrust of the Kasha is, and it starts from that viewpoint, that each Av has its own Tolda. That follows on so beautifully from last week's Tosfos. Each Av has its own Goyrem. That's what makes it unique. And each Av creates its own Toldas. So the Tolda must have the same genes as they have. Must have the same Gerim. If it has the same Gerim, surely it's got the same Tashlumin. Now, says the Rif, we find even in an Av itself that there are different, although there's the same Gerim, there are different Tashlumin. So the degree of Tashlumin will not passel it from being a Tolda. You could have an av which is nezek sholem and a tilde which is chatzi nezek. But if I didn't have that distinction in Muad, then there would be no Shaila. That's what the Rosh means when he explains this. If it weren't for the fact that there is this difference, the Gemara wouldn't have thought to be mistapek on whether it's Kiyotze Bem. It would have had to be Kiyotze Bem, otherwise it wouldn't be a Tolda. But now that we find that even in an Av there are two different kinds of Tashlumin, now I can say that there's a Tolda. Now I can say that a Tolda can be different to the Av. That's the difference. If you have a father with blue eyes, and imagine that the laws of genetics require that the child has exactly the same color eyes as the father. So if you have a child with all like these blood groups and things, certain things must go down. So if you have a father with blue eyes, you have a child with brown eyes, you know he's not the father. Can't be. But what happens if the father has one brown eye and one blue eye? So you see it can be that it has both. The father has both. Once the father has both, and it doesn't make him ois one person. So even in the same person, you can have blue and brown eyes. So kol shekhen in a father and a son, you can have blue and brown eyes. If it was always genetically that way, if there was no question that you always, that all the others were the same, each one had its own unique thing, then we would say a tolda must be the same as the av. What does it mean the same as the av? The same gurim, the same titzah. But now that we see, no, in an av itself there is a differentiation, then the possibility of a differentiation in a tolda will not make it ois tolda. What is tumah? How does tumah come into it then? Let's just understand that. So what's the tumah side? In tumah we find, there you see, taka, different consequences. The different consequences doesn't make it ois tolda. That's how we learn it in the Rif. In tumah you see that it's a different consequence, doesn't make it ois tolda. In other words, the Rif is not learning the way we wanted to learn the Av. Fine. But three is, we find even in an Av there are differences. And we find cases where the Tolda is different from an Av and it's still called the Tolda. So the term Av and Tolda does not have to generate the same consequences. That's what's important from Tolda. En Achinami, it's a different concept. So you'll ask, yeah, but Tumah, that's physical contact. Here this is a different thing. So, but even in the Av itself, we see different degrees of consequence. Even though it's got nothing to do with contact or not contact, it's conceptual. There's a difference between a Mu'ad and a Tam. One is Nezik Sholem, one is Nezik, it's Chatzi Nezik, and it's the same Av. In Shabbos and Tumah, we don't. In Shabbos and Tumah, we don't.
So that's what I'm saying. It's true for us to. We are like the Rif for the first two lines of the Gemara, but we see that when we ask in Shabbos and Tumah, we don't find that distinction at all.
That whole question arises through the fact that there's a difference in
that. Yes. If there was no difference in the Av, then it would have to be like Shabbos. Then we're saying it would have to be like Shabbos. Tumah would have nothing to do with it. Tumah, there's a reason why it's separate. Yeah, there's also a reason. We might not know the reason yet. The Rif is working mathematically, not philosophically. The way we wanted to learn in Rashi was more philosophically. The Rif is just saying, let's look at the givens and what we can deduce from it. If there's no distinction in the Ovis, the Pashtus, each Av generates its Tolda. If it's a Tolda of that Av, it must be the same as that Av. Same Gurim, same Chiyuv. There would be no half a minute to go searching. But since we find that two areas of an Av can both be called an Av, even though it's different Tashlumin, we see that the consequences do not affect the relationship. They can be intimately related and still have different types of Tashlumin. And therefore a Tolda which is even less intimately related might certainly have a different level of Tashlumin. You lost. Where do we see another case where a tilde has a different level of consequence? Tumah. Tumah, there's a special reason. Good. So for Nezik, can there also be a special reason? We'll have to find it. But we're working with the mathematics of it now. With the mathematics of it, we see that there is such a thing as different consequences, and yet it's a tilde. And here we see within, and why should we think that this is such a case? Because in the Av itself, there's a distinction in consequences. It's beautiful. If you take it mathematically, it's beautiful. But if you work with the concepts, good. So we don't know. We wouldn't know why. We would have to figure out why it's different. But Rashi doesn't learn that way. And that the way we're coming out in the Rif, you have to come out that if it's lav ki yetzei bohem, it's going to be chatzi nezek. Is that right? You have to come out that way. Since the whole basis is the differentiation in care in itself, that's, then you've got to say, the tild also, they can be different. How different? At least as different as kerem, but you can't assume more different than that. So, up to chatzinezik. There's no half a minute to say there's no payment at all. Now we've got to tackle Rashi. Now we've understood the rif according to the Rosh. Now we need to understand Rashi. According to Rashi, when the Gemara says, "Mitani Ovus Michlal Dikatildus," let's start with the same Heorus. That means the Gemara is noting that each Av, the Choiro, generates its own Tilda. And then the Gemara asks till the same Kiyitzibin will have Kiyitzibin. Surely if each Av generates its own Tolda, it must be Kiyitzibohin. Otherwise it's not its own Tolda. So what would Kiyitzibohin then be? The same Nezek Sholem. You'd have to pay in the Tolda the same as you pay for an Av, just like Shabbos. Or are we going to say no? Maybe the Toldas, there's no chiyuv of tashlumin for it all. Why? Because they're not mentioned in the Torah. So what do you say? They're not mentioned in the Torah. Bimonavshof, we're saying in Rashi, one of two things. Either you're going to say they're the same, they're conceptually the same. If they're conceptually the same, they must be the same tashlumin. Or you're going to say they're not conceptually the same. If they're not conceptually the same, where do you have a makur to pay altogether? I think that's how we can know Rashi simply. The Tzad HaShove. What will we do with the Tzad HaShove? Maybe that's what Rashi means in the Mishnah. Tzad HaShove meforish b'gmorili to Yemai. Don't ask kashas from that Tzad HaShove. That's going to be dealt with further on in the Gemara. But still, in the Havamina, what did the Gemara think? And in a sense, you know, Rashi is right, because what does the Gemara conclude? That what is a toldo? It's all the which is lavka yitzabein. What is it? Chatzinezik tzoyrus. And that's hilchas gemira lawit. It was halacha l'moshe misina. And if there wouldn't have been halacha l'moshe misina, what would we have done with chatzinezik tzoyrus? What would we have done with tzoyrus? Potter. Potter. It's too far.
But that's not
told,
is it?
Is it told? Chatzin is a tzoros who told the regal. You mean, would we have said it was a tzoros if we didn't have the halacha l'moshe misinai? Would we have called it a tzoros if we didn't have the halacha l'moshe misinai? Well, this depends whether we'd have said kiyotzibim or lav kiyotzibim. If we would have said lav kiyotzibim, we could have called it a tzoros, even though it's potter. Or are we going to say no?
Because all our tzoros would say you're chayev.
Then we would say, according to Rashi, all other tzoros you're chayev. High of what? Everything. I'm just a little bit worried about that Tzad HaShove. Midik Tani Obis Michal Dikatuldah to the same Kiyotzibuhim, says Rashi, is it like Shabbos and your Chayev? The consequences are the same. Are we going to say no? Till the same is lav kiyetzi bohin. Till the same lav kiyetzi bohin. And there are no consequences. To the music mashalim, odilma loy. And tildas can even be those things which you're not chayav for. Okay, I'm not sure how to learn Rashi. I'm not sure how to learn Rashi. We'll do that next Sunday before we go further.
I found the idea of a tall down which is not higher is conceptually it doesn't sound right at all.
It's like Groma. Like Groma, you're not chayav, but still it's an issue. Chayav b'dinah shemayim. If you go and you open the gates in front of the animals, you haven't touched the animals, therefore it's Groma. And you're potter in the Beis Din, but it's still a nezek. You've been mazik the other person, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will extract payment for that.
And you learn that as a potter.
It's a groma. It's a groma, yeah. It's a different category. It's a groma. Now the question is, are we going to classify tildus like groma? Is that what we mean by tildus? Or do we mean tildus that are the same?
The whole idea of an oven and tolda is something that has some strong similarity. It may not be identical, but it has some strong similarity. Otherwise you must say that you have these categories and you have similar things to the
It can be generated just like tumah. It can be generated physically, like the chatzinezik tzoros. The ox, in walking, kicks a stone which damages. So it's like regel in as much as it's done derech halichosu, but it's not like regel in that it's not a direct consequence of the regel. It's an indirect consequence of the regel. And if that's the tilde, if that's what we mean by tilde, and at the moment I'm tending to learn, but I want to check it through, that that's what Rashi is, according to Rashi, what the Gemara is asking. What are we going to call the tildes? Second degree things such as that, which would be potu, or conceptual tildes, which would be chayef, just like the ovis. Well, the Gemara would then be examining whether things like neshicha are ovis or tildes. Whether Neshicha is an Avar or Tolda. But that's a big chiddush to say in Rashi, and I need to check that through. That would mean we're saying that Rashi, that the Gemara doesn't know that Brisa yet. Which is possible. If it's not a Mishnah Mefureshis, one can say that the Gemara isn't the Yachas to the Brisa yet. Then it would be, but I'm still thinking aloud, it's a big chiddush to say. Then it would be, the Dilma Loi would be, or maybe, a toldo is something which is physically generated, such as chatzinezik tzroirus, the ox kicks, and it's not like that. It's not like the av, in which case it's potu, except for halacha l'moshe b'sinai. But we would not of ourselves be mechayev. We don't have the, through our own sforah, we could not be mechayev. That it would mean that you would have to say, according to that, that the Gemara doesn't yet know what the toldos are and what the halachas are. When the brayse that we saw on Daf Dalet, 13 Ovis Melochasein, or 24 Ovis Melochasein, those are brayses, aren't they? We would have to say the Gemara doesn't know that at this stage. Which you can say with a brayse, with a Mishnah you can't say that. So we know for sure that the Gemara knows about Chatzinezik Tzoros, because that's a Mishnah further on. These toldos, I don't think, are listed in the Mishnah. Do you remember? Are these toldos listed in the Mishnah anywhere? I don't think the toldos are listed anywhere except in the brayse. So it is possible to say, but I just need to check a little bit, that that's what the Gemara is discussing. Are we going to consider things such as Negifo and Neshicho as a toldo? Is that what, when the Gemara says, Ovos, Michlal, the Iker, toldos, is the Mishnah implying that these are the toldos? Or are we saying, no, those are part of the Ovos. The toldos are things like Chatzinezek Troiros, for which you potter. That's what I'm thinking of saying in Rashi, but it would be a big chiddush to say that in Rashi. So all we've got this far is, we've been medayik in the Gemara, that when it says, Meditani Ovis Michlal Dika told us that the Gemara is going to launch into a kasha based on last week's Chiddush and Tosfos. That is, that each O'av is unique and generates toldos like itself. In that case, what's the Avamina that there can be a difference between them? That's what the Rif deals with. And says, you can. Since you've got it in Karen itself, you've got a difference. You can certainly have a difference between a toldo and an av. Where do we have other toldos which are different? Tumen. We have such a thing. That's how the Rif will learn it. The Rashi does not learn that way. Rashi learns the Kashi a different way. And we haven't yet clarified how Rashi learns the Kashi. That Imir Tzashim we'll do next week. I'm going to do the last two tosas and on the previous omud fairly superficially, because they're not nogea to the essential sugya. So I'll do them quite quickly. Likewise, yes. Likewise, the top tosas and of this page, we'll do them very superficially, and then you should carry on with the Gemara, Rashi, and tosas from here.
Top two.
Yeah.
And then we should carry on with the Gemara.
Some.